Let's now go to some daf yomi. A few short ideas for today's daf. Today we're going to discuss daf chof aleph. Okay, the first thing I want to discuss is a very, very important taisis that appears on daf chof aleph amid beis. Let me read you the words of taisis. Very, very common. A person in the middle of davening shmona esrei and the shliach tzibur comes to kedusha. So what are you supposed to do? So taisis, this is not your typical taisis. Taisis and brachos, as I'm sure you've noticed by now, if you learn daf yomi, are very different. They're not written the same way the taisis and other mesechtos are written. Just a whole different style of writing. It's almost like a Rashi to a certain degree. At least some of them. So here, Tosfos says, a Chosav Rashi, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara talks about what happens. The Gemara discusses the issue if a person comes to shul late, and if he begins to daven his Shmona Esrei, he will be in the middle of Shmona Esrei when the Tzibur will reach Kedusha, or when the Tzibur will reach Modim. What should he do? Should he wait until he first answers Kedusha and Modim, and then begin his private Shmona Esrei, or he should say he start his private Shmona Esrei and miss or not miss, he'll say Kedusha on his own. He'll answer Modim, he'll say Modim on his own. That's the issue of the Gemara. So in the process of this discussion, Tosfos says the following: the Chosav Rashi. This is Daf Chof Aleph on the base. On the Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Ad is only one. There's one massive Tosfos on this page. The Chosav Rashi B'Sukkah Perek Lulav HaGozel. The Adam HaMispalel the Shama Mepi HaChazan Kaddish. A person is in the middle of Shmona Esrei and he hears the Tzibur say Kaddish. Oy Kedusha Eino Yochol Hafsek V'Lano Yisimat Tzibur. Of course, you're not allowed. That's the Gemara's Maskana. You're not allowed to stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei to be Mafsek to answer Kaddish or Kedusha. Ella Yishtoik. The next best thing is to be silent. Don't stop what you're doing, and in your mind answer. In your mind, pronounce the words Yishtoik V'yamtin Me'at, and wait a little bit and listen what the tzibur is saying. D'shemeya Ke'oineh. You get credit for answering Yehei Shmei Rabba, and you get credit for answering Kedusha by listening to the shat say Yehei Shmei Rabba and the shat saying Kedusha. That's the Shita of Rashi, and indeed that is the Halacha. You stop in the middle, and you listen to the Shliach Tzibur. That's why there's a Hakpad, the Shliach Tzibur should say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. In many Siddurim it says, the Chazan begins here. L'masam Baruch Yomeu. That's not 100% correct. The Chazan begins there if everyone already has finished their Shmona Esrei. But if there are people that are still in the middle of having the Shmona Esrei, then the Chazan should say the words Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Chazan should repeat Yehei Shnei Rabba loud, so the people that are in the middle of their Shmona Esrei can stop and can listen to the words of the Chazan, and they will fulfill their obligation by listening to the words of the Chazan. Therefore, the Chazan is always supposed to say Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kavod, and Yimloch Hashem, and should also say loud, Yehei Shmei Rabba, and should, of course, should say loud, Modim, the entire Modim should not just murmur under his breath, Modim, the Chazan is supposed to say Modim loud, and other people should listen. But along comes Tosfos. The Yesh Loimar Tosfos says the Lechatchila in Lasos Kain. A person should not ideally rely upon this. In other words, a person should not make it. Should come early and should make sure that he finishes the Shmona Esrei in time. In order, even Rashi is saying this. A person should not do this. A person should come early to davening and be able to say the words of Yehei Shmei Rabba and Kedusha on his own and not rely upon the Shliach Tzibur. Yesh Loimar Lechatchila in Lasos Kain. The Aniach Hashiv Tzvei Hider Mitzvah. Answering is much better than listening. Even though we do paskin shamea ko'ineh, it's not as good. It's a kiyum, it's a fulfillment, but it does not really take the place of the ikur of actually saying the words. Then comes further Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam, v'richo yo'aymim, de'adarab. Just the opposite. Ish shamea ko'ineh, have hafsoko im shayseik. Tosfos says that you should not do this. We do not accept this. This is not accepted lahalacha. But Tosfos says that if a person is Shmona Esrei and you're listening to the shots, say Kadosh Kadosh, it's so good, it's such a fulfillment, it's as if you were mafsik and you ruin your Shmona Esrei. When we call Malkam, Tais does point out, Nagu'am Lishtaik Lishmek, Vgadal Haminag, Tais says, Mamish fits perfectly into Amin Hagim, Minag Mavatal Din. Tais over here says that the custom is not like Tais, not like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. The custom is to follow the Shita of Rashi, to stop, to listen, and that is a fulfillment of the obligation. So the question is, how does we have here machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam on if Shemea Ko'oine is mamish, as if you actually said the words where it should be considered a hefsek? So first, before we get into some of the halachic and yanim, there is a beautiful hesber from the Achrayim, in that we have a general rule that if a person has kavana to do a mitzvah, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers the kavana as if he did the mitzvah itself. You get credit. A person has, he has intent, I want to do a mitzvah, and he was not able to actually fulfill the mitzvah. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him credit for the mitzvah? The answer is yes. Okay, the battery is just about out on this thing. But let's say a person has the kavana to do an avera. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu combine his, and he does not have a chance to actually do the Avera, is he punished for the Machshava? So the answer is no. When it comes to a Jew, this is a Gemara. When it comes to a Jew, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives reward for good intent, but does not give punishment for bad intent. So with that concept, we can explain what the minuk. The minuk, a person here wants to answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah. On the one hand, if he'll listen to the shots, he's doing something very, very good. He's doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is he's answering Yehei Shmei Rabbah. But he's also doing an avera. What's the avera by answering Yehei Shmei Rabbah? He's being mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So the Achronim say, you could have your cake and eat it. You get both ways. As far as the kavana, the good intent to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yehei Shmei Rabbah and Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reward for good intent. So your kavana of Shemeya Ko'ina works. It's as if you actually said the word Shemeya Ko'ina, you yoytze the mitzvah. But now that's a problem. If he actually said the words, you were mafsik. There was a hefsek in your Shmona Esrei. There was a hefsek in your Shmona Esrei. You, now if you continue, you're doing an Avera. No, but the hefsek is only a hefsek because of a machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzvah machshava ra lemaisa when it comes to an Avera. So you're not going to suffer. You could have the best of both worlds, and that's how we explain the lomdus of Rashi. Again, the lomdus is machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah lemaisa. Machshava ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzvah lemaisa. Here your machshava is both a mitzvah and an Avera. It's a mitzvah, you mean Mekayim, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, and Kedusha, but it's an Avera that you're being mafsik in your Shmona Esrei. So since the essence of what you're doing is only Machshava, you could have both. You can split the hair down the center. Yeah? Achrayim say this. No, you're not. If you would verbalize, you're thinking the words. You're not really thinking, you're listening. You're not really thinking, you're listening to the shots. You see, thinking alone is not enough. Thinking alone is not enough. What? You have to listen. The ikar is not really to think. The ikar is to listen to the Shliach Tzibur say the words Kadosh, 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 and Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So since it's only in listening, and listening is a form of thinking, okay, listening is in the category, you have to add that point. Listening is in the category of Machshava, and in Machshava you get credit for good, and you don't get credit for bad. So that's how you're able to have the best of both worlds and be miyad the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Now the other another very interesting nafkamina halacha l'maisa. Let's say this is very interesting. Let's say a person can't make a bracha. Person is not well. He has sores and he wants to eat. Or a person doesn't know how to make a bracha, and someone else is being moitzei you the bracha rishayna. Right. So you want to eat an apple, and you can't make the bracha for whatever the reason is. So someone's going to make for you the bracha. He's going to be eating an apple. He's going to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Haetz. And you're going to answer Amen. And by listening to his bracha, you'll now be able to eat the apple. After the bracha has been made, you decide, you know what, I'm not going to eat the apple. Let's take a step back. Let's say you actually make the bracha. You have in front of you an apple. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Haetz. You know what? I don't want to eat this apple.
It's a worm.
I don't like that. Hey, it's a worm. But you made a bracha. It's a bracha levatol. So the shaila is, let's say someone else makes the bracha. let's say he eats the apple, so it's not a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala. But you plan on eating an apple. Machshava. You're going to listen to his bracha. He's not making a bracha levatala because he's going to eat the apple, and he eats the apple. If he doesn't eat the apple, then he has made a bracha levatala. Then he has made, then a bracha levatala will have been made. But here's the issue. Let us assume that the one that's making the bracha will not be levatala because he indeed will eat the apple. So there's no issue whatsoever from his point of view from what he has done. But now mitzad you have to be an honest, ethical person. You are having intent to eat this apple. And this other individual makes the bracha. And you listen, every single word. And now you're about to bite into the apple and you decide, you know what? I don't want to eat the apple. Is that considered for you a bracha levatala? This is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's fascinating. According to Rashi, it's not a bracha levatala. Because machshava is not kedibur mamish. If it was kedibur mamish, it would be a hefsik in the Shemoneh Esrei. Then if you listen to someone say Yehei Shmei Rabba in the middle of your, if you would actually say Yehei Shmei Rabba in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, that's a hefsek. You would have to start the Shemoneh Esrei from the very beginning. But if you're listening to someone say Yehei Shmei Rabba, you're Mekayim Yehei Shmei Rabba, but it's not a hefsek. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you are Mechavim to be Yehei Yehei Shmei Rabba, it's Mamish a hefsek, and you have to start over the Shemoneh from the very beginning. So this will be a Nafkamina Machlaikas Rashi and Taisis. It's just an interesting case. To bring out how far it goes. Nafkamina, if someone is making Bori Priyo Eitz, and then you decide originally you're going to be Yoitze with the Bracha, and then you change your mind according to Tosfos, it's Mamish Bracha Levatala for you. Because you had Kavana, it's as if you said it, and you never bit into the apple. Yeah?
Let's say he made the Bracha.
Yeah?
And you answer Amen.
Yeah?
And decide not to.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing because you what was your original kavanah when you made the bracha? Yeah.
Whatever, you look at a nice apple, you make a bracha. Well, I don't want the apple, but there's an orange. I'll take the apple.
No, that's a halach hilchos bracha. So b'diavad you should not do that. L'chatchil you should not do. B'diavad it's okay. B'diavad it works. But l'chatchil that should not be done. That's a halach and hilchos bracha.
Are you allowed to make a bracha for somebody else? I don't want the apple.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes. 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 Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Someone else doesn't have.
Arvus. Yes. Yes. Birchas hanenin. I believe it works. If
you.
Birchas Hanenin. I believe it works. I'm pretty sure it works. Okay, I'm
in Kiddush for another.
Oh, that's different. Kiddush is different. That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going home.
You already ate the Kiddush.
But do I have to drink the wine?
There is a question when you make Kiddush by Shabbos day, when you make a Boyer Priya Goffin, it's also Birchas Hanenin. It's a Kiddush for Shabbos style Hayayin is a complicated Kiddush. L'chatchilu, you should sip from the wine.
Even though I make Kiddush
already? Yes, you should sip because the Bori Priya Goffin is the Birchas Hanenin on the Kiddush. And it's not just the Bori Priya Goffin. At night, it's purely, it's not a Birchas Hanenin. By day, it is a Birchas Hanenin. So by day, there's more of a reason for you to sip the wine, by night, less of a reason. You should sip the wine in both cases. That's a separate issue. I want to two more things before we run out of time. Okay, we have here a beautiful chiddush from Moshe Feinstein. Okay, two more yitzis. Number one, or maybe three if you have time. Number one, the Gemara tells us that making a bracha before you eat bread is only midrabanan. The Gemara suggested that making a birchas hamoiti should be a daraisa from a kal v'choymer. What's the kal v'choymer? Madach, when it comes to birchas hatoira. Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara tells us, is min HaTorah, ki shem Hashem ekra, havu godel elokeinu. Before a person learns Torah, he must make a bracha, and that bracha will be bracha rishoina, and that's min HaTorah. But yet, Birchas HaTorah is lenient, and there's no requirement to make a bracha acharoina after you finish learning. So food, which is chamor, which is strict, because there's a requirement in our Torah to make a bracha achrona, certainly should get the chumrah that you're required to make a bracha rishona before you eat a piece of bread, before you eat a piece of bread, and you make hamotzi lecha min haaretz. So certainly that should be a bracha min haTorah based upon this kal v'chomer. That was the Gemara's suggestion. The Gemara rejected the kal v'chomer. Why? How can you compare food to Torah? Torah is Olam Haba. It brings you into the next world, where food is something which is Olam Hazeh. The two are not related. You can't bring me a proof from Torah to food. Food, Torah is Olam Haba. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says an incredible chiddush. According to that Kal Vachomer, there will be one bracha. There'll be one time when you make a bracha, hamotzi lecha min haaretz, then it's a chiv min haTorah. And that is the only time you mechuyiv ever to eat. When is the only time you ever mechuyiv to eat min haTorah?
Pesach
night, the Seder, to eat matzah. What bracha do you make on matzah? You make two brachas. You make hamotzi lecha min haaretz, and you make also a lechilas matzah. The bracha of at least hamotzi lecha min haaretz, Moshe says, should now be a chiv d'oraisa. Why is it a chi of deraisa? Because eating matzah is a mitzvah. Eating matzah, mitzvah, it's mevi lidei chaye ha'olam haba. So the kal v'chomer has been reinstated. The whole kal v'chomer was madach birchas haTorah. You only chayev before, not after. So bread we chayev after, certainly should be chayev for. The only reason why we rejected the kal v'chomer was because bread doesn't bring you l'chaye ha'olam haba. But matzah does bring you l'chaye ha'olam haba. It's a mitzvah.
Shabbos is not a mitzvah.
Not deraisa. Not definitely not. You want a fast mikra din, a person is a chaloyim. You want a fast mikra din on Shabbos, not mechuyev. So therefore, this is an incredible chiddush. You have to remember, when it comes to the Seder, hamotzi lecha min haaretz is a bracha de'oraisa. Our Moshe says l'halacha. It's a bracha de'oraisa, hamotzi lecha min haaretz, the night of the Seder before you eat the matzah.
That's a one-time deal.
Incredible halacha to remember. Okay, next idea. Now this idea is a deep idea. I think it's very important. It brings a lot of Yisrael this. I think we're holding the life because the board is on the morale. The Gemara here in Daf Chav on the base. The Chav Aleph is discussed is the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara tells Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that a Baal Keri is also to learn Torah. A Baal Keri, person who's Tameh, is allowed to learn Torah. How could it possibly be, the Gemara says, but the halacha, the makor, the source that a Baal Keri may not learn Torah is from a smuchin. There are two psukim that are juxtaposed. Pasuk says, learn Torah, and the next words are, yoim asher amadata lifnei Hashem elokecha b'sinai. And Matan Torah by Chayreif, the Torah was very clear. Al Tikshu Elisha, Prisha. Anyone that was a Baal Keri could not participate in Matan Torah. So, being that the pasuk compares smuchin, the two psukim are juxtaposed. Torah, limud haTorah, is compared to Matan Torah. From here, we learn that a person who is a Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah. How could Rabbi Yehuda disagree? It's a beautiful drasha. The two psukim are next to each other. So the Gemara says, you know why? Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of smuchin. Just because two psukim are next to each other, so what? Big deal. The Gemara says, no. Even the Manda Omar that doesn't hold of smuchin b'chol haTorah in the first four chumashim agrees when it comes to Mishnah Torah, Chumash Devarim, the two psukim next to each other, we darsh and smuchim. And the Gemara goes on to give an example, Machashefa lo sechaya oiv yidoni, there you don't hold of smuchim because that's in Shemos, but in Chumash Devarim, the Gemara brings down another halacha. What was halacha in Chumash Devarim of smuchim? What was the case there? I forgot already. And there's a halacha in Sheichiv and Behema. Sheikhiv and Behema of Oynis, of a man may not marry his father's. He may not marry a woman that the father was ma'anes or was mefate. Okay, it's a drasha. So as the Gemara concludes, here is the yisod that we need for now. The Gemara concludes that even if you do not darish and smuchin in the first four chumashim, you will darshan smuchin in chumish devarim. Okay, that's the Gemara's maskana. So now the question is why? What's the lundus? What's the why should there be a difference between sebuchin in the first four chumashim, which are not significant? The fact that two parshios are juxtaposed, so what? But in chumash devarim, if they're next to each other, oh, there is great significance. So the answer given by the achronim is that in first four chumashim, who gave us the first four chumashim? The Ribbono Shel Olam. It came in piha gevura. It came from a divine source. Ein mukdam u'me'ucha b'Torah. There is no order. That we know. That's what's well accepted. There is no set order in the Torah. Even though things appear in a certain order, it's not necessarily the way it happened. There's no significance because it was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Ruchni, and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no such thing as time. Hoya, Hoya V'yeh. Time operates differently by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than operates by man. And since the first four chumashim came from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Mukdam U'Me'ucha B'Torah. So just because two parashios are juxtaposed, it doesn't have any significance. This comes first, this comes second, so what? By Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no first, there's no second, there's no significance in two things being put next to each other. That's according to Amar the Rabbi Yehuda, that says that we don't dash in smuchim. But when it comes to Chumash Devarim, Mishnah, who was the one that authored Chumash Devarim? Who's the one? Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, it came up in Ruach HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu is a human being. A human being, he's subject to the laws of time. And time, there's something which comes first, there's something which comes second, something which comes third. There is sequence. There is something called Zman. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the author of Chumash Devarim. There is Mukdam U'Me'ucher. Memela, you can't say there's no significance in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu put two parshios next to each other. Okay, that's the Yesod. Okay, that's, before we go a step further, we're not finished, but that's the okay, we have over here, Chotar Akula, there's no din smuchim, Devarim there is smuchim, what's the law? Because smuchim depends on a muktam u'me'ucha b'Torah. When can you say a muktam u'me'ucha b'Torah? First for Chumashim. That's mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoya hoya v'yeh. Chumash Devarim? Human being. Human being is totally in Zman. There is Mukdam U'me'ucha of Moshe Rabbeinu juxtaposed two parashos. There must be significance. Now, what's Taka the Pshat? What's Taka the why is that so? What's the deeper meaning behind this? The deeper meaning is what's the chiluk? We spoke about this a few weeks ago, Chumash Devarim, the difference between the Torah of the first Ruach HaMashim and the repetition, Chumash Devarim. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need to repeat everything Nachamol and Chumash Devarim? And furthermore, why are there certain mitzvot that only appear in Chumash Devarim that do not appear in the first four Chumashim? So many of the Achrayim say this idea in one way or another. Chumash Devarim is the Torah for Golos. Right. The first four Chumashim represents Torah in an ideal situation, an ideal state, where Geula. There's no divorce in the first four Chumashim. There's no Yibum. Why? Divorce is not something which is ideal. Yibum, death, Churban. The Chumash Devarim is to review the Torah when we focus on Golos.
I've heard that Chumash Devarim is for Eretz Yisrael because they were about to go into Eretz Yisrael and all these halakas were...
But it was an Eretz Yisrael which Moshe Rabbeinu predicted would result in Chumash. We're going into Eretz Yisrael and I know that you've been Eshantem Eretz, Veshchatem, but I see some Pesel and you're going to go...
You're jumping the whole time.
Okay, I am Panim L'Torah. What I'm telling you is a valid approach. This approach was discussed by many Achronim. It's very common, this approach. It's a look at Torah, how a different perspective, a focus of dealing Torah and Golos. In Golos, there's Seder. What do we mean there's Seder? Golos comes to an end. Why is it Chumash Devarim? Chumash Devarim, there's Mukdam U'me'ucha. The first four Chumashim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Mukdam. In Geula, Geula is infinite. You're dealing with the time of Mipia Gvura, there's no... It's le'olam v'ed, le'dar v'dar u'le'netzach netzachim. When Klal Yisrael is the state of Geula, it's infinite. But when Klal Yisrael is in Golos, a person should not make a mistake and think that Golos is forever. Golos has a Seder. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and the Golos comes to an end. There is Mukdam U'me'uchar in the Torah of Golos. For example, the Seder, Pesach night. Why is the entire Pesach night everything wrapped up, packaged in this thing called Seder. Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magin. Why? Because the story of Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Avoseinu is what? It's the story of Golos. The Seder is the story of Golos. And when you come to the very end of the Seder, you come to Tzafon, you come to Geula. There's a process. Golos has Seder. Golos comes to an end. There's a Mukdam and there's a Me'ochar. There's a process. But every time you have a process, the process will ultimately come to an end. So you have an just like we find by Pesach night, when we describe and we reenact, we relive the story of exile, and the entire story of exile is all wrapped up in this thing called Seder, our night. Because why? Is it because when anytime you have a Seder, there's automatically meaning there's going to be an end to Golos? That's exactly the deeper meaning of this Gemara, Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Bay. There's a chilik between the first four chumashim and chumash devarim. The first four chumashim, there's no seder. Chumash devarim, there is a seder. Memeila, that has a halachic nafkamina in the drasha of darshning smuchim. What's the lamnis? Because the first four chumashim is mipi agvura. The chumash devarim is mipi moisha. Mipi moisha is because of the term of galus. And in galus, there's seder. Just like the night of Pesach, there's seder. Because galus comes to an end. Galus will one day come to an end with Yimos HaMashiach. Okay, we'll stop here.